certainly adds to the room, gives us another competitor to come in and compete, which is good. You know, anytime you add two quality guys to your room, it makes it that much more competitive, and generally it brings the best out of us. So, looking forward to it.
What do you see with this guy?
Pete, love Jared's versatility. Can play inside and outside. Can also jump in and be a returner. So he'll have a great opportunity to come in and earn it, just like we talked about with all our guys. So really excited about that. Looking forward to getting him in here, coming in from a great program right down the road. So we're excited about that.
Edgar, when you put on that tape of Ohio State last year and he was lighting up Roby, what did you kind of think, and just as you left watching them, mm-hmm. what were your feelings of Evan Harris?
Well, some of the things that kind of stood out was the fact that he's a savvy route runner. He understands coverage. He understands how to defeat leverage of the defender. So those are some of the little things that kind of stood out as far as creating separation from that standpoint. And he was extremely productive.
Andrew, where do you think Aberderis would be drafted in a normal wide receiver?
I'm not sure. What I can say is the kid, was extremely productive, made the most of his opportunities. Our scouting department did, again, an outstanding job as far as the due diligence, as far as the evaluation process. Our communication with him at the combine did a nice job with his interview. And then when you turn the tape on, you see a kid making plays.
Slot receiver?
I like his versatility. I think he can he's shown that he can play inside or outside.
Edgar, how do you feel normally progressive?
I'm sorry.
Can you see anything in terms of his work ethic or his development as a receiver with how far he's come?
Well, it kind of speaks towards, his mindset when he first entered college. He walked on. And that's been his mindset, having to earn it each and every day. And that's something that we love here. We want all our guys to have that same mindset. In that competitive spirit where you want to prove it over and over and over again. So, you love those qualities about him.
Edgar, with his lean body and lightweight, how do you expect him to handle press coverage in the NFL?
And that's an area that we always address with all our guys. We'll spend a lot of time in that area as far as working different techniques from a footwork standpoint, hand standpoint, to improve in that area, no different than, how we prepare for arm for each and every week for all our guys. So that's something that we'll address when we get in here, when he gets in here, and we'll improve and we'll get better.
I think he had four reps on the bench. I mean, is that an issue? And B, did he find ways to get around that?
Well, again, when you look at his tape, he was still extremely productive, but we certainly want to improve. We certainly want to get stronger, each and every guy. I think, not a finished product. We'll come in here and put to use everything that we have, all of the resources that we have to improve and to get better. And that's what it's all about, making the most of your opportunity.
What do you think of his speed? And is he quicker on a football field than he is in a maybe 40 test at a workout?
Well, going off the, we talked about the measurements for some of our guys last night. But then when you turn the tape on, you see a guy with good quickness getting in and out of his breaks. You see a guy that can create separation. So those are some of the things you kind of look for when you turn the tape on, and he's certainly showing that.
Edgar, what do you see in his hands and going up and getting the ball?
Similar as far as, he shows the ability to extend for the ball, catching the ball away from his body. He'll do both, as far as cradle the ball, high point the ball. He's shown it all.
Edgar, how popular Badger football is around here. Does this give him extra pressure coming to Green Bay? Is an extra opportunity knowing people will support him?
Well, obviously, coming in from a great program, I think it, he's familiar with our organization and the history, the tradition behind it. But coming in from a similar type situation in Wisconsin. So I think, it certainly gives him some familiarity. But the goal is to make the most of the opportunity. And I think that's how he'll probably look at it. He'll come in here and he'll continue to earn it and show it each and every day, you know, that he wants to be here.
How well does he improvise or come back to the ball in a broken play?
And as far as showing some sideline awareness, scrambling awareness, again, savvy kid, understands coverage, understands when the quarterback's in one of those type situations, what it takes to kind of create separation and come back, working back to the football.
Thank you.